Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Stretch Goose Podcast, Episode 2, a member of the Fonts Media Network. We are going to just get started. Fuck it. Let's just dive right in. This is from The Independent. There are confirmed cases of parasite outbreak doubling as more than 100 reported symptoms. The number of confirmed cases of a waterborne disease caused by a microscopic parasite have more than doubled, while more than 100 further people have reported also symptoms. 16,000 households and businesses in the Brixham area of Devon have been told not to use their water without boiling it first. The UK Health Security Agency said on Friday that 46 cases of Cryptosporidium had now been confirmed in the fishing town, up from 22 cases on Thursday, and that more cases are anticipated. They are anticipating more cases. It added other reported cases of diarrhea, vomiting in the residences, and visitors have also been placed under investigation. This is a quote from the Dr. Bayad Zoed, a health protection consultant with the UK HSA, says, please do not contact medical services to report cases unless you need urgent care. If your symptoms last longer than 7 days, or if you experience more severe symptoms such as blood in your poop, please contact at that point. Those with symptoms should stay off nursery school and work for 48 hours since the last episode of illness. And anyone with diarrhea should not go swimming for 14 days after the last episode of illness. Typical symptoms can include watery diarrhea, stomach pains, dehydration, weight loss, fever, and usually lasts for about 2 weeks, some longer, end quote. Well, kids, if you're in the UK in that fishing area, don't drink the fucking water. It's very contaminated. A lot of shit is going down over there. This is a little bit local out here in California, from the Stockton Record. San Joaquin County top administrator has been fired. It's still a mystery. Here's what we know. 2 months after the Board of Supervisors abruptly fired County Administrator Jerome Wivelding, the reasons for his removal remain unclear. Long ago clash between District 3 Supervisor Tom Patty and Jerome triggered by an expensive homeless funding package Patty proposed in 2021, hinting at a tense dynamic that may have factored in the termination. Patty was quoted as saying, that was one of the first issues, I'd say, as the new county administrator. We clashed a lot. Attempts to reach Mr. Wivelding for comment was not returned by the deadline. On Friday, Patty made no direct comment about the reason for the firing. The board voted 4-1 to dismiss the poor guy on March. This is local, just local politics, guys. Some dude got canned. Nothing more, nothing less. Just thought the world might know. And this is from the website Kind of Frugal. 12 states in the United States with higher costs of living. Anybody want to get in on this one, huh? What's number one? Hawaii. Hawaii is an island paradise with prices to match. You can expect to pay $858,000 for a medium home, partly because of the high demand and limited options available. Even groceries are expensive. Number two. California. Homes in the Golden State are almost as expensive as those in Hawaii. You can expect to pay an average of $843,000 for a medium-priced home. However, California is the largest in one of the most beautiful states, which is why so many people call it home. I call it a fucking dumpster fire, kids. California has been a burning dumpster fire for as long as I can fucking remember. Alaska, guys, if you're looking for a natural beauty and wide open spaces, Alaska has it all. Alaska is the largest state in the U.S., and an average home can cost you $355,000. However, because the population is very widespread, the cost of shipping goods and services across the state is very high. Healthcare is also very high in Alaska. In fact, it is the highest in the country. Don't live in Alaska. Snow and it doesn't fucking go dark for a period. Massachusetts is one of the most expensive states to live in, partly because of the higher cost of housing and the lack of single-family homes in the state. Of course, one factor, but you can expect to pay $612,000 for the medium home. Next up, we have Oregon. Oregon has seen an economic and population boost over the last few days as many people move there for jobs in the tech industry. However, because of the growth, the housing supply has struggled to keep up, which means you can expect to pay $485,000 on average for a house in Oregon if you so choose to stay and make Apple Watches. New Hampshire is a wealthy New England state. It boasts the 11th highest household income in the U.S. However, things cost more in affluent areas. New Hampshire is no exception. You can expect to pay $495,000 for a medium-priced home and more for utilities than any other state in the country. So don't move to New Hampshire. Vermont chiming in. Much of Vermont's wealth comes from residents of more prosperous neighboring states like Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, who have a second home in Vermont or a vacation home there. However, this drives up the cost of goods and services and property. And you can expect to pay roughly $339,000 for a medium-priced home. That is Vermont. On to Washington. Because of the large technology industry, mainly around Seattle, Washington has experienced substantial economic growth. However, the need for housing has created one of the country's most expensive markets. You can expect to pay $550,000 just to start out in Washington. New York City, the average price there is $460,000. And a 700-square-foot apartment can cost up to $4,000 a month. On to Connecticut. With many western counties considered suburbs of New York City, Connecticut is one of those wealthy states in the U.S. Many residents commute to the city for work and then return to their quiet neighborhood. Yes, that is Connecticut. Next up is Rhode Island at $451,000 a house with the smallest state in the union. Kind of weird. Maryland chiming in with an average price of $486,000. Many residents, of course, own their own homes. Rent can also be high depending on the area. Utilities are averaging $450 a month statewide. Fuck Maryland. That, kids, is the 12 states with the highest cost of living and or tax brackets. That is the episode right there. There's one thing I would like to jump out and say. And I'm going to do it here. I'm not going to do it on the Random Thoughts show when I get together with my brother. I'm just going to talk about it right here. I've been experiencing, since I hit my 40s, a lot of different things. And one of those things that I've been experiencing is something that has been bothering me lately, and maybe I just need to take some type of medication, or maybe something is going on. I have no fucking idea. But I have been a person that would retain information. Like, I would know shit. Like, I would know every player on every roster of every NFL team in the 80s and the 90s and into the 2000s. I would just know the dates and the times of different things that have gone on. But lately, for some odd reason, I have not been able to retain information. Maybe I've just stopped trying to learn, or maybe my mind is slipping. I don't know what it is, but there was a moment where I've had that light bulb go off. It was when we were talking. It was basically a show on racism, defending it, defending white people, and et cetera, and listening to video of someone talking about eliminating, you know, the Jewish state and whatever. And I had to look for it because I couldn't remember the year it took place and the name of the person. And we ended up finding it through a web search. But I used to remember that a lot, and now I don't. Like, I used to read a book and remember the basic outline of the book. And now I don't remember the book. It's just weird. It's a weird thing that I'm going through. I don't know if it's just age or if I'm losing it, if that makes any sense. I don't think I have a disease, a brain disease or anything like that. I've been medically, you know, cleared, I guess, every time I go and get things checked out. So it's not, I don't know if it's lack of rest. I don't know, but I'm working through it. I'll get it right at some point. I'm pretty sure it'll all work itself out. So anyway, guys, that's the podcast. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for subscribing, leaving your comments, downloading any of the 5 shows on the Fonts Media Network. Thank you all so much. I'll see you on episode 3. Later.